This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Isn't it amazing where we are now with the entire Russia collusion fiasco and the years of media lies and deep state treason? At first, back before the 2016 election, we were told that, oh, we have to accept the outcome of the election, even if the person that we want to win doesn't win, right? And then when Trump won, all those very same people said, well, they don't accept the outcome of the election. So then they said, well, Trump colluded with the Russians, and they managed to have James Comey leak information and have Rod Rosenstein issue a directive to Trump to fire James Comey. And then they claimed obstruction of justice. And then they got Robert Mueller appointed as a special counsel. And all these leftists and anti-Trumpers said, you have to accept the Robert Mueller report when it comes out. So the Robert Mueller report comes out. And what do all these people say? They don't accept the Robert Mueller report because it says no collusion, no obstruction. The report is a complete exoneration of President Trump. He was not involved in any Russian collusion. The whole thing was a hoax. And really, the truth is that the media knows it was a hoax. And the deep state liars and traitors, they know it was a hoax as well. This was all a lie from the start. They were never telling the truth. They were never interested in the truth. They were falsely blaming President Trump for something that he didn't do, because this is how the deep state operates. And now they're tripling down and saying they don't accept the Mueller report. They're coming up with every excuse possible. Now, William Barr he sided with the president. And they forget, of course, that Eric Holder did whatever Obama wanted him to do. When the Democrats are in power, there's not even they don't even pretend that they're not all biased and working together. That's the way they always roll. But when Republicans are in power, they're viciously attacked constantly to say, oh my God, these people might share some of the same principles. And that's horrific. They're working together. It's incredible. So they're saying William Barr is covering for the president, even though it was Mueller's report. And 10 days ago, they said William Barr lied about the summary of the report. Now we find out he didn't lie at all. His summary was accurate. The Mueller report does exonerate President Trump. So where are the apologies from the lying left-wing media? Where's the national apology that America is owed? CNN, Washington Post, BuzzFeed, all these liars, Huffington Post, MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, they should all go on TV and declare their apology to America for lying for the last 2 years, and they should shut down their operations in shame and never pretend to be news organizations ever again. It's time for them to leave the marketplace of ideas in America. And instead of the tech giants censoring conservatives, if anybody should be taken off the air and deplatformed, it's all the fake news, lying left-wing media organizations that have lied to America for the last 2.5 years. They should be taken offline if anybody should be taken offline. It's incredible that we've arrived at this point. So they're tripling down now and saying they still don't believe the Mueller report. Robert Mueller was their hero for 2 years. They said, Robert Mueller's going to find the dirt. Oh, man, he's going to have Trump marched out of the White House in handcuffs. Trump's going to do prison time. Remember all that? Impeachment is a certainty. We've got the evidence. And Jerry Nadler would come along and say, oh, yeah, we know for sure. And Adam Schiff, yep, we've got the goods. It's all going to come out. He's going to prison. Worse than Nixon, right? This is what we heard for 2.5 years. And then when it's all said and done, even Robert Mueller, an enemy of Trump, comes out and writes his official report, releases it to the public, and concludes, no collusion, no obstruction, complete exoneration, even from Robert Mueller. But the left, they won't accept this now. You know why? Because they're delusional. They are insane. They suffer from a mass mental illness. We're talking about a shared hypnosis, there's even a better term for that. We're talking about a projected artificial reality that they have contrived in their own minds. And then they've infected the minds of others with their fake information, you know, their fake accusations, everything. We're talking about a shared mass hysteria, an infectious social hysteria. Very much like the witch hunt Salem trials from centuries ago. People ran around thinking that there were witches in their town, you know, and they killed the witches. There were no witches. It was all a witch hunt. That's where the term comes from. A witch hunt. It's all fake. And this is indicative of the left. They cannot accept facts that contradict their own delusions because they're suffering from a mass mental illness, a shared delusion, a mass hypnosis. And they're so convinced that their delusions are real that when reality interjects observations and facts onto them, they reject reality. They are literally trapped in their own bubbles of hysteria and mental illness and hatred. This is what the left has become, a bunch of intolerant, delusional bigots, racist bigots. Not only do they hate Trump, they hate white people, they hate America, they hate law and order, they hate everything that America stands for. They hate Christians, they hate heterosexuals, they hate white people. And they've become these deranged, lawless, intolerant bigots. And they run the tech giants and they run the media. And they're running Congress right now, at least the House of Representatives. These are the Adam Schiffs of the world, the Maxine Waters, the Jerry Nadlers. I don't know who else is in that group in Congress. All those people. And the Michael Moores of the world. The insane Hollywood celebrities who are melting down, screaming like witches melting in The Wizard of Oz after having water thrown on them. They are melting. Their brains are melting like that scene from Raiders of the Lost Ark, the first one, where they use wax figures and melted them with like freeze frame photography. The special effects look so bad now from that original Raiders of the Lost Ark, but it's funny to watch. It's like melting wax. That's what liberals are like today. Just completely going berserk because they can't handle reality. Well, reality is here, and the reality is Trump did not collude with the Russians, which is what I told you all along, and many others as well, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, Michael Savage, Dan Bongino, all these people have said the same thing that I've said all along. Trump did not collude with the Russians. We know the entire thing was fabricated. And now, where are the apologies, huh? Where is the lifting of the censorship on all of us? Why won't the media now report the truth on any of this instead of tripling down with their lies and their delusions? I guess they just want to commit credibility suicide beyond all repair. They don't want to have one last shred of credibility remaining when this is all said and done. It's a media-wide dumpster fire is what it is. This whole Russia collusion hoax, it's a dumpster fire inside the Washington Post, inside CNN, inside MSNBC, and they're burning themselves down. And actually, it's kind of a pretty sight. It's an amazing thing to watch the media burn itself to shreds with nothing left, not a shred of credibility remaining after all this. You can't believe a single thing that Google gives you in a search result or that Wikipedia reports or that BuzzFeed puts out. You can't believe a damn thing the Washington Post ever reports or the New York Times or CNN. They're all liars and they're deliberate liars. And they all engaged in sedition and treason against America, and they're all guilty of treason. They should all be shut down. That's unlikely to happen, but we might get to see some deep staters go to jail. That would be progress. We'll see. Stay tuned. Keep reading my websites, newstarget.com, trump.news, even treason.news. We've got that as well. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. Thanks for listening. Pray for America and support the effort to indict and prosecute the deep state traitors who tried to destroy this nation from within. Thanks for listening. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.